All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, October 4th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a four-game college football main slate on this Friday, followed by a ton of DFS action over the weekend. So good luck to all of you playing college football tonight. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. But quick note for you guys, no show tomorrow. I will be out of town and I will resume shows on Monday. We do for office hours, we do solve our build review show at 5 p.m. Eastern today. So I will be finishing that show before the week ends, but want to let you guys know about the weekend here before we jump into questions. So let's get SaberSim up. Going to get this college football main slate up as well. And we are going to start answering questions. So we're going to start with questions in the Discord as always, and then jump over to live YouTube chat. So first question, after running the build, what's the best way to boost or reduce the amount of exposure you're getting to a certain player? I know you could increase projection or min exposure, but is there a more ideal way after that's done? Should you rerun the build or only contest sim? Okay, good question. So I have a contest sim set up for this college football slate, and let's just do a fresh build here. I was doing an example for something earlier. Just a couple projections. Only going to build 500 lineups and then kick that off. So there are a few ways to do this. Now, it depends what you're trying to do. So if you're like, hey, I know I want this player in 10% of my lineups, the best thing to do is to just set the minimum exposure. If you are set on that number, then do that, right? If you were like, hey, I think this player is going to have a little bit of a better game than we're projecting, you know, I'm not tied to any particular number, but I just want to let SaberSim know I think that this player is going to do better than what they're saying is the average, then go ahead and adjust the projection, right? The projection is going to be more of like, hey, I'm letting the builder know this, but the builder still interprets it and gives you exposure on the other end. So like, I've been in situations where, you know, maybe I'm getting, 25% of a player, right? I'm just going to pick somebody, Josh Hoover, right? Quarterback for TCU. I'm like, you know what? I think this player is actually going to do a little bit better. So I bump up their projection. I rerun the build. Well, I'm still getting 25% of them. I think that's okay. You know, you've basically allowed SaberSim to take in this new input and judge it. And then the builder is like, hey, yeah, 25% is still the right number. Then okay, right? That's if you're a little less opinionated about exactly how many lineups you want this player in. So that's like another way to do it. Another way to do it, right? And this is more for managing exposures. So this is more like when players are in a lot of lineups, like max exposures, you want to bring players down, would be to adjust the min uniques, right? When you start to force diversity into your lineups, the builder is going to have to make decisions about which players to keep, which players to keep exposures to, which players to lower exposure to. And you're going to put, you know, the builder in like a little bit of a tough spot and make some tough decisions, which in my opinion is a good thing, right? So those are like your three main ways: minimum exposures, projection adjustments, min uniques. It all depends on what your end goal is the route that you go, right? So I say min uniques is more for like managing exposures and risk and leverage and kind of flattening out. Minimum exposure is very blunt tool. I know I want this much of a person. And then projection adjustments are more kind of an opinion of like, hey, you know, I think the game is going to unfold this way. You know, how much exposure do I get when that happens? Right. So those are like the three ways I like to think about it. All right. Next question. On the newer update, I saw including to do custom contest sims for Yahoo. So after I create them, for example, NFL, will they stay saved like a metric or will I have to create them again every single week? Thanks. Okay, good question. So we added something for Yahoo and Owner's Box because for like DK and FanDuel, when you go to the contest tab, we have a list of contests here, right? Well, we don't have that data for Yahoo and Owner's Box. So I can come into any contest, right click, and then click add custom contest sim. You basically couldn't upload a contest. You couldn't create a contest sim on Yahoo or Owner's Box unless you had an entry file, which is kind of inconvenient, right? So now what we do or what we did is we added a button. When you go to the Yahoo, you go to the contest tab. There is a create contest sim button. Since there are no rows to show, there's no contest here. You couldn't right click on anything. But now you can just click this and then you can go and create your custom contest sim. So that's the big difference here. As far as will they stay saved, they will not save week to week. So they will just save for this slate and then you will have to recreate it for the next slate. So this isn't like a rule or a filter where it saves week to week. It is more like a custom contest sim. Like if I create a custom contest sim, if I made one for week four NFL for DK, it is not going to carry over to week five NFL for DK. So that's how these work. All right. Steven said, appreciate the answer. You are welcome. Glad that made some sense to you. So let's go back to today. Let's go to DK. Let's go to college football. We'll build some lineups for this main slate. And I'm gonna start fresh one more time here. So in the home screen, you know, college football is not my thing, right? I'm a little bit more of a novice, so I'm going to trust the projections more. I'm going to trust everything, right? I'm not going to adjust min or max exposures. I'm not going to – I mean, I could set a filter, you know, show players with projection greater than three, which like I've talked about for NFL. I mean, you could do that if you want. No defenses, right? This is a super flex sport. Hope you guys noticed this. We do have logos for college football teams now, so hope you guys – like that little small change. If you're loading this and you're seeing some other logo like baseball or something weird, all you got to do is just do a hard refresh, control shift R, command shift R if you're on Mac, and that will like clear the cache and update those logos appropriately. Just small note for anybody there. But getting back to building lineups, right? No filters, no rules, two small adjustments to projections, and I'm kicking this off, right? Ooh, I built 5,000. All right. So in the meantime, what I would do is either if you're playing, right, come in here, upload your entry file. That's great. If, you know, you're just messing around like I am, you can just right click on any contest, create a custom contest sim here, which is what I'm going to do for this one, right? So go back to my build. Lineups are still building. This is a good opportunity to move some columns around if you want to, you know, reorganize anything you're looking at. We also did fix a bug with my projection, like going all the way over to the right of the table here. So if you were previously seeing that, you shouldn't see that anymore. So we had a pretty solid update this morning. Very, very happy. Appreciate our team knocking that all out. Just in case you guys missed it. We fixed the projection bug. We changed some abbreviations for NHL regular season, got some showdowns this weekend in London, I believe. And then fixed a couple other small bugs and then added that custom contest sim button. So I hope you guys appreciate those updates. Team works hard on those and I hope they're helpful. All right. So getting into the post build here, going to run this contest sim. Going to sort by exposure. Got my exposure pool leverage. These are the three big ones that I want to see here. Now, this is a good time, like while the contest sim is running, if you have any filters that you want to use, anything like that, kind of good time to mess with those. Like, I wouldn't be opposed to coming in here and doing something where it's like, show me lineups with projection greater than X, filtering out like bottom 10%. I think we can carry that over from like MLB, from NFL, you know, seems like a, in general, pretty decent rule there or filter. So like I did 130, got rid of 353 lineups. Cool. Maybe like 133. Maybe a little high, maybe like 132. And we get rid of 657, easy money there. All right, add new filter. Contest sim just finished, right? So I'm going to come in here and say, show me lineups with contest sim ROI greater than zero. Those would be two filters that I'm doing. If you have contest sims, do the second one. If you don't, just do the projection one. I think that's cool. All right. So now let's say I'm building 20 lineups, right? If you're on contest sims, use ROI. If you are not on contest sims, use Saber score, right? Always set your Saber score to the size of the contest and slate you're playing. So small slate, 2 to 6 games. I'm sorry, 2 to 5 games. Large slate, 6 or more games. And then however many entries you're playing. If you're playing, you know, this 4-game slate and your contest has 7,000 entries, set it to the 1K to 10K, right? If you're on contest sims, set it to your ROI. You should normally use target ROI if you're uploading a entry file, because I don't have one. I'm just using the specific custom ROI. So that is the only difference there. People see me going back and forth between target and the named one. That is why. All right. So now what I would do, set up a couple of aggregate metrics, average projection, like to do average ROI. 147.3 average projection, 107 average ROI. I'm going to start increasing min uniques and watching how these numbers move. I would expect to get to a lower number of min uniques on a 4-game slate in general. So I wouldn't be surprised if we end up stopping pretty soon here. So this one's a little tough. Min unique one. We're at 147.3, 107% ROI. Min unique 2, we're at 146.5 average projection, so down 0.8. We're at 104% ROI. So 3% ROI down, 0.8 projection. I think 2 is cool. When we go to 3, we drop down to 145.6. So we're down like 1.8. 1.7 points projection from the start. But what I would recommend is you got to figure out, do the exposures and leverages match your risk tolerance at 2 or at 3? For me personally, I would do 2. 2 is cool. No problems with my exposures. All that seems cool. Some people might be like, you know what? Some of these exposures look a little high. Some of these leverages look a little high. I'd rather go with 3. Totally cool, right? So this is like a personal preference, 2 or 3, kind of whatever you want to do. I like 2. Some people might like 3. That's fine. But at this point, I'd be ready, right? I'd be done. I'd be ready to submit my lineups. And then the only other thing I would be doing, right, is coming in here and making sure I'm late swapping throughout the slate, right? Especially if you're not on Ultimate, look in the College Football Lineup Alerts channel to see if there are significant projection changes. If players are getting ruled out, other players are getting ruled in, if you see those adjustments in the channel where player points are moving up and down, I would definitely be late swapping. If you're on Ultimate, I would be late swapping. Simply, I know we don't have live sims for college football. I think, and I would have to check this, I think we have the live ownership. So even though we're not rerunning sims, we are taking in, you know, if game one starts and who's from this team? Tyler Huff projected for 37% ownership comes in at like 20%, right? Like some out-of-the-box thing, you know, that 17% ownership that needs to get redistributed across the rest of the games, right? So I think that information is still being accounted for on Ultimate Contest Sims for live ownership buckets. So I'll confirm that, but that's my impression, which is why I would be late swapping at every swap window for Ultimate users. So I'll check on that. But that about does it, right? That's everything I would be trying to do throughout this slate here. So hope you guys enjoyed that walkthrough here. And let's circle back here to the Discord, make sure there are no additional questions rolling in.
Let's see.
Not seeing any. So reminder, we do have our build review show going live in about 45 minutes here. And so until then, everybody, appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll see you all soon. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.